stop that now. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Are there joyful people here tonight?
Yes, sir.
You don't sound like it. You don't clap like it. You are not jumping like it. You are not rejoicing like it. Are there people here tonight rejoicing before the Lord? Give the Lord the best praise.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is good. Wow. See what the Lord has done. At a short time. Don't you love Pastor Mavis and Mrs. Orji? Don't you love them? Isn't there everything to love about them? Can you clap your hands and raise a sound unto the Lord on the behalf of his servant and his dear wife? Listen to me. Isheri Lasu and the Metropolis. This is a sound that God has raised from this place to the end of the world. God sent him to you to bring you out and to bring you in. What would this area have been without the ministry of this man? Listen. I want you to vow that you will never take him for granted. Because everything I see here is sacrifice. It takes sacrifice of alignment to do this. It takes a lot. Never ever take him for granted in your life. This is a sound that God has raised for you to bring you out of where you are and bring you in to where you belong. I want you to forever love him, forever celebrate him, forever respect him, for he is a voice in this generation. Pastor Mavis, we love you. We celebrate you and all that you are doing for the Lord. Come on, raise another sound. Raise another sound. Hallelujah. You may please be seated. Glory be to God. And we honor First Lady in absentia. I'm sure she's around. We love her. Amen. Glory be to God. Are you ready for the word tonight? God sent me to you. God sent me to you. Coming here looked very abortive to even get this date. We had to go back and forth. I knew that God sent me here. You know, and I'm privileged. You know, when Pastor Mavis told me, he said, "Pastor, you're the first person that will ever speak in this new place." I said, "Wow, that is amazing. Thank you. Thank you for that opportunity and that privilege." But I know it's because of somebody. It's because of somebody. I suspect the person is at that overflow side. Glory to God. We're going to party in the word tonight. You know you can party in the word. We want to party in the word. So make sure you stay joyful, excited to receive his word. Because God has a word for you. Glory to God. Act of Apostle chapter 3. We start from there tonight. Act chapter 3 and verse 1. We are going to look at from verse 1 to 10. But I'm going to take it one after the other. And I'm going to move progressively up until I get to verse 10. If you can, you can give me the NIV version or the Message version. Anyone your hand can pick first. Thank you. We have NIV. Are you there? Are you there? If you are not there, say amen. You are not there. So we're waiting for you. Glory to God. Wow. I don't know the direction God's going to lead us tonight, but I leave it open to the Holy Spirit. One day. Somebody say one day.
One day.
One day. Have you heard people, when you are making a statement, and you say, I did something, but one day, do you remember one day? One day is always like a day, that a balance that is packaged together, that you try to always remember something that you hold dearly and precious in your memory space. So this was a day like that in the scriptures. So the Bible says one day Peter and John were going to the temple at the time of what? Listen to me. At the time of what? At 3 PM. Afternoon. So if you understand the scripture, stay with me in verse 1. I'll tell you when to move to verse 2. So if you understand the scripture, when it says that they went to the temple at the time of prayer, so it means that there's something called the hour of prayer in the Bible, and there's something called the time of prayer. So you'll find that if you read the King James Version, you will see things like the sixth hour, the third hour, the ninth hour. There are hours like that in the Bible, which is called the hours of prayers. One of the reasons why God set that regiment was because these people were living at a time where they had all the freedom to be able to pray at a particular time. So no matter the place that they are in, whether they are at work, in their shops, or in their career field, or whatever they were doing, once it is 12, everybody knows in the Jewish culture that you need to go out and pray. There is a bell that comes out at the market square, and everybody hears the bell, and they know that it is the hour of prayer. So if it is 3 o'clock, they hear the bell, they drop everything they are doing, and they go back to pray. At the same time, 6, 9, and 12, and that's how they go round the clock, which was the way God had already set up the regimen for things to happen in the spirit. Have you read in the Bible that almost 90% of all miracles that happen in the Bible, they happened at the hour of prayer? There were certain encounters that only took place at the hour of prayer. For example, when Cornelius was praying, there was an encounter. God said, at a particular hour, send for my servant Peter. Let him reach out to you. And as at that time, Peter too was hungry, but he was praying at a particular hour, the hour of prayer, and he fell into a trance. And God said, behold, the men from Joppa, they are outside waiting to receive from you. There are many things that God does at the hour of prayer. Never allow the devil just cheat you out of prayer and say that all this prayer you've been praying all your life, what is the significance of that prayer? We can see the progress in your life with that prayer. Don't let your work and your studies or anything cheat you out of prayer. There are many things that are still standing in your life because you have been faithful to the hour of prayer. When you spend time at the hour of prayer, whether in the Sunday morning or the early morning prayers or the midweek service or your personal devotion, that's a time that God is about to do something at a regimented dimension for people. Are we together? Now you're quiet on me now. Tap your neighbor and say, you got to pray. Say, be faithful to prayer. So, they were at the hour of prayer, and it was 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So, verse 2. Now, there was a man who was crippled from birth. Isn't it interesting that after he spoke about the hour of prayer, the next thing he brings is a man who has an issue, which means that before the issue came, they had already spent time in the place of prayer. And they were also coming to pray. So these were men of prayer, and they were coming to pray. So he says there was a man that was crippled from birth and was carried to the beautiful gate, to the temple called, I'm reading King James in my head, carried to the temple gate called Beautiful, and where he was put every day to beg from those going to the temple court. Stay with me in verse 2, and we're going to look at that for a few moments. So the Bible says that this man had been lame or crippled from birth. He's been lame from birth. He's been crippled from birth, and he's been carried everywhere. So it means that this man never had the opportunity to ever walk in his life. He's been crippled. So every time he needs to go to the restroom, it's the same place he's going to poo. The same place he's going to pee. That's the same place he's going to eat. That's the same place he's going to laugh. That's the same place he's going to sleep. That's the same place he's going to wake up. He's been crippled all his life. And only God knows why his parents were not mentioned in the Bible. Perhaps maybe the mother died at a particular time. The father died at a particular time. And I was wondering, what about his family members? How come nobody could even try to be his friend? Nobody wants to be the friend of somebody who is not making sense in the world. So this man was left alone. And the Bible says that there were a group of people that were carrying him every day. I want to spend time in that place, carriage. That every day they will carry him to the beautiful gate in the morning, and in the evening they will carry him back. And suddenly it dawned on me that the people carrying him, you would have thought they loved him so much. That's why they were carrying him. And you see, and when they were carrying him, they were carrying him to the place called the beautiful gate. They didn't take him into the temple, which means that the reason why they were carrying that man was for a particular motive. They probably felt that since this man is crippled, every morning when we drop him at the beautiful gate, he's going to make some money. And in the night, we will go check every money that he's made. We'll take ours, we'll give him that he's owed, and we take it back, him back to his house. And the next morning, we carry him back. Which means that they really didn't want to help him. It was because of what they were gaining from him. The day this man stops bringing money to them, that's the last day they are going to carry this man again. It means this man is going to be left somewhere, which means that they were carrying him, and this man had no opportunity to life. He had no discretion to life. He had no option to life. He was such in a vulnerable state. He can't be angry. Even when he's angry, he has to smile so that they can think he's smiling, but yet he's angry. Because if he's angry, who is going to pick him up the next day to the beautiful gate? If he doesn't go to the beautiful gate, how is he going to have breakfast? How is he going to have lunch? How is he going to have dinner? Which means that he had no option to life. Whether he's happy or sad, he's going to be happy all his life. And he must just cooperate with them all his life. And the Bible says they kept carrying him every day. And there are people who, under the sound of my voice, everything around your life, people have been carrying you. They carried your father, and your father didn't do so much in life. They carried your mother. There were people helping them, and they began to carry you and your sibling. But in the place of carrying you, they always look down on you, march on you. You can't even be angry. You don't have an option with life. You're telling yourself you're stuck with this career. If I shout, if I get angry, who's going to pay my school fees? Who's going to pay my house rent? How am I going to go through life? Some of you are under situations and people are abusing you. But you know the person abusing you is the person also carrying you financially. So you don't have an option with life. So you have to keep going because they are carrying you. But in the name of the Lord, I come with a new sound upon you. God says, those carrying you, God is about to replace them. And God is about to bring a new testimony. Who am I speaking to tonight? God says he will begin to carry you. You didn't hear me well. When the grace of God comes upon your life, he picks you up from the lowest point in life and he lifts you up. Let me tell you a little story about my life so that you can have a little explanation. I'm sure Pastor is hearing this for the first time. Every time people look at me and they say, oh sir, you look good, you look great, and you look fresh, and they don't understand where I am coming from. I'm just somebody who has been through hell, but I always come out smelling like heaven. So you can't even check and know or have a track record of what I've gone through. Do you know that this man standing before you, I have sold 17 things on my head. How many things? 17 things. I've sold 17 things. I started hawking on the road in the year 1998. Remove that from your age and remember how much is remaining. 1998, I started selling on the street called Apapa Wharf. You see me on Apapa Wharf? The first thing I sold in my life was ice water. Somebody say ice water. Do you know ice water? You know the nylon you used to buy garri, that 10 naira garri or 20 naira garri, you put
a little sieve on the nylon. You blow it with your mouth. Open up the nylon. Put the sieve on it. Pour water inside of it. Then tie the water together. Get a big basin. Put all the water there. And put block of ice upon it. And we'll begin to walk around the street. And we were having fun. We were saying cold ice water tuturi. And we thought we were speaking good English because it sounded nice. When I got better in life, I knew that I was just speaking bad English. Cold is the same thing as ice and water tuturi. Everything conjured together. That's what I was selling as at that time. You see me in a Papa Wolf cold ice water tuturi. Every morning I was carrying that. Every morning I was carrying that. Then one day I stopped selling ice water. God blessed me. I began to sell pure water. What a promotion. You are laughing at me, but you don't know what it feels like. Do you know when the machine of pure water came out? It looked like only the big boys in poverty line can afford it. I'm talking about in the midst of poor people. Some people are seen as very poor, and some people are seen as okay in poverty. Do you understand what I'm saying? So we bought the machine. We began to seal the water. Ladies and gentlemen, I was selling my ice water for 1 naira, but I had the opportunity to sell pure water for 5 naira. No, from 2 naira first, then to 5 naira. What a joy to make more money. After selling pure water, I made a lot of money. I started selling. I got a new promotion. I was selling minerals and soft drinks. I sold Tandy Guarana. I sold Crush. I sold Dr. Pepper products on my head. You need to be a big boy to sell minerals on the road. While the other poor people are selling ice water, the semi-okay people inside poverty, they were selling pure water. The big boys were selling bottles inside buckets, not inside basia. And after a while, I stopped selling, what do you call it, drinks. One day I was going in a place called Nigerian Port Authority, inside Wharf. I was going to take the elevator to go give a man who's a supervisor, and to give him his own drink. He said I should bring a drink for him. I think he wanted green sand. So I picked up the green bottle and I said, I'm coming to sell to him. Listen to me, as I was going through the escalator, I didn't even know how to open, you know what they call escalator? Lift. I didn't even know how to open it. They helped me to open it. Then I entered into the place and I saw something moving me. Phew. I said, my God. So you mean the light people don't take staircase? Some people will just go phew. And I saw myself going, landed at the second floor. It looked like witchcraft. Inside that aircraft, I saw one man with me who was another supervisor from that department. He said, young man, I've been interacting with you in the past few time. You sound so well. You speak good English. Your mates are in school. Why are you not in school? I said, well, life happened to me. Then I need to continue with life. He said, no, you shouldn't be doing this. He said, I will help you. When I had help, I said, my God, somebody has decided to help me. He said, tomorrow morning, see me at 8 a.m. And when I got to his office at about 8:30, he said, let's go. I'm taking you somewhere. I was rejoicing over help, just like the people carrying this man. Ladies and gentlemen, he took me to a woman selling food, rice, beans, dodo, and all kinds of things, and told the woman that he doesn't want me to be moving up and down. He wants me to be stable so that I can either be washing plates or serving food instead of moving up and down on the street. Somebody said, what kind of help is that? And that man said he wanted to carry me. All my life I've seen people carry me. Here somebody said he wanted to help me, and I'm saying, God, could this be help? But I didn't have an option. I said, yes, I agree. The woman gave me a yellow coverall written Maggie Cube on it. I tied it around my waist, gave me a nice cap, and he said, my first assignment is to start selling food. After selling food, I will go carry the food in plates to people on their offices. Then by 4 p.m. I will return back to the office to pick the money and come back and deliver to my madam, and I will earn maybe 15 naira in a day. I said, my God, what kind of life is this? That's how I've been carried and carried and carried. Ladies and gentlemen, I sold egg. I sold puff puff. I sold buns. I sold chinchi. After a while, they sent us away from our Papa Wolf. We returned back to our house in Surulere. Listen to this gist very well. When we got to Surulere, my father said, some of you need to return back to the village because I may not be able to afford you guys. My father used to be the MD of Nigerian Breweries, who was told to resign under duress. but he didn't really plan for the future. So suddenly, after he lost his job, 6 years down the line, we used to have six cars reduced to four to two. One for my father, one for my mother. After the two, he sold my mother's one so that we could also eat in the house. Then he had just one blue 504. You see that blue 504? At a point, we could not eat again. Then he called the man to be using the blue 504 as taxi. Then he turned it into yellow and they painted it yellow. And the car looked so beautiful. But it's not us driving it. That man will carry it and he will come and deliver about 250 naira, maybe in a week. And you know how drivers are in Nigeria. After a while, they will tell you it's having fault. Brain box is having problem. This one is having problem. Carburetor is bad. Water is not staying in the car. All kinds of things. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the time came. My father began to ride that taxi by himself just to make sure his children could feed. Then after a while, he couldn't ride it again because the car developed a lot of fault. And suddenly he sold the car. The only thing we could make money from. And the man said, you need to return back. I built a house in Osun State. I have another house somewhere. If you stay in Lagos, it's expensive. What are you guys going to do? We said we are going to stay in Lagos and hustle it live. Huh? Then the next thing we started selling what is called firewood. We will carry, you know, bags of rice, bags of beans. You know, when we used to be rich. So because we used to be rich, we used to buy things in bags. We don't buy derica, we don't buy milk, we don't buy agolo, we buy in bags. But now the bags are empty. We have lots of bags in the store. Now we need to buy firewood. So we will carry that firewood, that bag, and we'll go buy firewood. We'll put lots inside it. We'll put it on our head and we'll begin to bring it down. We'll lay 3x3 and we'll begin to sell that firewood, maybe for 20 naira. And that's how some of us, we survived through life. Guess what? The time came. Nigerian police remembered us. They gave us kiosk. Inside that kiosk, we began to sell all kinds of things. We sold donuts, recharge card. We did telephone inside it. There's nothing we did to inside the one small kiosk. There were like six business in one. You know, and that's how we've been carrying ourselves. The people my father helped could not remember us. One day I came back from school. I had no food to eat. I was in Form 5. And my parents were not at home. So I went to see a woman who was selling sugar, granite, and water. That was a combination. She was rich in her eyes. You see, the woman looked at me and she said, am I responsible for your father's, am I responsible for your father being unfortunate? He said, get out of my side. And that day, tears came out of my life. And I said, God, all this life for 10 years, how can people be carrying us and nothing is happening in our life? Is this what Christianity is all about? Is this everything we are going to go through? We've been carried all our lives. But one day the grace of God showed up. When the grace of God comes, it's a game changer. He can go to the backside and bring a man out of the backside. And he will say that on my honor, I want that man to be in the front. The grace of God goes to the lowest of places and he brings a man out and tells him, I want him to sit down with the princes of this world. Do you know when the grace of God comes upon your life, every crippled situation will begin to work as usual. I came to prophesy to somebody tonight. The grace of God will locate you. No, your amen needs some help. Your amen needs some massage. Your amen needs to stand for the devil to hear. Every man, every woman that has been carrying you and making you to shed tears as they're carrying you, today the grace of God will be a great changer. In the name of Jesus, say that amen 3 times. Please sit down. I want to spend time teaching the scripture so that you understand what I am teaching. So he was put every day to beg. To beg. There are people that they just love you begging. It looked like they just love this guy begging. They bring him in the morning, it became a business, it became a routine. They bring him in the night. So far he's begging. There are people around you. Have you seen people call you to say, how are you doing? And you say, you are fine. And they say, so that thing you are going through, are you still going through? You say, my brother, is it happening? They'll now say, okay, we are praying for you. Things will be fine. Many of them call you, not because they really wanted to check on you. They just wanted to be sure whether you are still there. Never think everybody who calls you to say, how is that situation going? Have you people moved out of the house? We are still there. You say, My sister, we are still praying for you. They are excited that you are still there. The day, when you have a group of people, let's say you're like 4 or 5, and most of you are used to getting 2/10 in your test, 3/10 in your test. You know, that's a group identity. You have the same common destiny. You have the same future. You know, so you're excited. You know, because everybody's on the same level. Are you with me? So that group is a prophecy of your future. The day somebody gets 9/10, the 4 others who get 2/10, they will look at you and say, "Eh, are you trying to say you know more book more than us?" It's because we are friends. That's why we're all getting 2/10. So you think we two cannot get 9/10? And they begin to look at you and they begin to just beef you because you got better. Every time you break out of a circle, the people who don't have a good for you at heart, they are angry. So these people like him to beg. They want to see him beg every day in the name of the Lord. I don't know who is under the sound of my voice. Your parents have been begging. You have been begging. You beg to pay school fees. You beg to eat. You beg to feed you. You beg to buy clothes every day. And things have not changed. But have not changed today. I declare the grace of God is coming even upon that situation. And things are changing for you in the name of Jesus. Things are changing for you. Your story is about to change. The story of your family is about to change. In the name of Jesus. Look at somebody tonight. Say, my story is changing. No, convince them well. Say, my story is changing. The Bible says he was put every day to beg. Let me prove to you that they really didn't like this man. If they really wanted to help him, where would that man get his healing? In temple. Where do they drop him? They have solution. They know, but the day that guy gets healed, they don't make money again. They needed to take him into the temple, but they will drop him at the gate. I prophesy to you tonight, you are getting out of that gate. The Bible said, by a prophet he brought them out, and by a prophet he brought them in. Today, you, your family, everyone connected to you are coming out of that gate of shame. You are coming out of that spell of regret. You are coming out of that gate of sickness. The next time they will come and check you, they will find you there again. Oh, you didn't hear me. The next time they will make a phone call to check if you are still there, they will not find you there again. There are some of you, after this 21 days conference, you will change address. You will change bank account. Your life will change. Your level will change. Your results will change. Everything will change. In the name of Jesus. I wanted to walk around, talk to 3 people, say, my life is changing. Tell them, I'm changing level. I'm changing level. I'm changing level. I'm changing level. Glory to God. Give the Lord a shout. Let me tell you the picture God told me to share with some of you. You see, some people, they will see you after these 21 days. And this is what they will begin to say. Is it her? It is not her. Hold on. Be calming down. Be calming down. Some group of useless people, they will gather. And you will be the next news. See, you won't even know. You won't even know that it's you that they are talking about. And one will say that, I still know her now. It is my father that helped them now. And the other one will say, no, this person you are talking about does not look like somebody that your family can help. It looks like somebody that can help your family. Who am I speaking to tonight? The Bible says when they went to the tomb of Jesus, they were expecting to find Jesus at the tomb. But the Bible says when they got there, they could not find him there again. In the name of the Lord, I declare upon somebody, where you used to be, you will not be there anymore. Where they left you, they are not going to meet you there anymore. Let me give you a vivid example. See what God has done for PTCC. Where you are is not where you used to be. It is a proof to you that what God can do for you. They will begin to say, it is Shade, it's not Shade. It is Tola, it's not Tola. They will say, Shagu, it's not Shagu. Some of you here, you've been through penury. You've been through degradation. Men have marched over you. You've seen shame. You've seen disgrace. You've gone through a long time, but you don't even know that God has a plan. Can I tell you something? Let me bust your bubble. You are the next news in town. You are not even sounding like that kind of person. Let me tell you what I'm saying. If you look at my life, it's an absolute testimony. If you knew where I came from, ha! One day, I received an email. And the email was from Martin Luther King's junior office. Who know who? Martin Luther King? Those are people you read. No, they're not people you meet. If you study, it's even a privilege to even know that there's somebody called Martin Luther King. Then I woke up, I looked at my email, and they wrote me an email. And they said that in Africa, they checked me well. And a few recommendations came. And what were they saying? We want to celebrate Martin Luther King Jr., Martin Luther King's Day. And we are looking at you to be our keynote speaker. One paroni, keynote. The suffering I saw is key suffering. Suffering to key. It can't be me. It must be all those fraudsters that send email. Where do they know my father from? Who dash monkey banana? You know, monkeys cannot climb banana tree. So it means that they cannot pluck banana. So anytime you see monkey holding banana, he didn't get it himself. They gave him. That's why they say, who dash monkey banana? Because he does not have what it takes to be able to pluck banana. Are you with me? That's going to be your story after this conference. There is a grace that is coming upon you. People will say, how? Who dash monkey banana? Say, not Jesus. Not Jesus. I looked at it and I said, sir, how many people will you be coming from? I said, I'm a serious care. I wrote, I will come with 2 people. I will fly business class. I don't fly economy. Like joke. I said, can you give me? I said, my visa is expired. I said, we will fix your visa. I said, can you give me 10 years visa? I was so that they can say I should not come again. And you know, American visa is really tough. No, I asked for 5 years. I said, 5? We'll give you 10. If I didn't share where I'm coming from, you will not understand how it is weighty for me as a testimony. I know some of you are all children of rich people. You're fantastic people. You live in Banana Island. You grew up in Banana Island and Lekki. And you grew up in all of those places. I know you can't understand what I've been through. There are some emails you see. You first run around in your... You just do 1 minute madness. From where to where? One day, I woke up, I got an email. And they said, Forbes is willing to bring you into Forbes Council. I said, Forbes, Wang Shereni. Forbes, do you know who is on Forbes? Robert Kiyosaki. Those are the people that should be on Forbes. And John Maxwell is on Forbes. Brian Tracy is on Forbes. It can't be me. And they were serious with me. And they did strong interviews with me. And when they did the interview, I floored them.
And they were saying, my God, where have you been? Then one day I got an email. May 1st, 2022. And they sent it from the headquarters in the U.S. Amongst the 2,000 most important people on the earth, we hereby bring you into Forbes Council. With, don't clap yet. Wait. He said, with this, you have the right to train Fortune 500 companies in the world. You have the right to a community for anybody you want to have a relationship with me. In that community, these are people that have read their books all my life. Even me, I don't believe that I can ever meet them. Robert Kiyosaki, John Maxwell. They are now a text away. They said, with this Forbes Council that you join, when you travel, you're going to travel 50% at any aircraft you want to go. Listen, any country you go to, you need health insurance, you have it for free. There are certain shops you enter outside the country, and they said, anything you buy, you have 80% discount. I said, ah. Listen, from cold ice water to Ture, God moved me from local to global. He took me out of my local government and took me on a global level. I'm telling you by the word of the Lord, in these next 21 days, your story will change. Listen, let me talk to the guys at the overflow. In the name of the Lord, there are some of you that God will give you better results than He has done for me. Don't worry about the people who abused you, people who looked down on your family, people who said all kinds of things, people who thought you will never rise. Today I declare your rising is beginning. Listen, in this kingdom, nobody just rises. There is always a voice that sponsors people to rise. Jesus was struggling, and He was the Son of God, your Jesus, until God said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. That was a voice that was sponsoring Him. God sent me to use my voice to sponsor you. I speak to everyone under the sound of my voice. You are going higher. You are changing levels. You are crossing the line. You are breaking barriers. You are moving into dimensions. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. How many do you want me to count for you? I hawked to go to school. The same person that hawked to go to school. I have a BSc. Cold Ice Water Tuture. I didn't just have a BSc. I had a good BSc. When I finished BSc, God helped me. I did my first master's outside Nigeria. Nottingham University, to be precise. Listen, I'm just showing you possibilities of what God... I didn't come to make you happy with story. I just want to show you possibilities of what God can do. When I finished my first master's, I proceeded into my second master's. The same person that somebody looked at and said, that, am I responsible for your father being unfortunate? When I finished the second master's, I said, God punish the devil. I went for my PhD. When I finished my PhD, I entered postdoctoral. I said, God punish the devil and his mother-in-law. Have you not read it, the Bible, when the Bible says that if they had known, they would not have crucified. Gently, they should have just left me. But they made me say cold ice water. You see that cold ice water today that I shouted? I will shout around the world. I promise myself there's no nation that will not hear my voice. There will be no nation that will be too difficult for me to enter. Go to verse 3. I have 5 more minutes. Let me tie it up. Go to verse 3. I'm finishing now. When he saw Peter, John about to enter, he asked them for money. See, one of the mistakes that this guy made was that there are 3 kinds of people in life, and I just want you to understand it. There are people that you can ask money from. You see, the people you can ask money from, they are people who really cannot help you in life. The Bible says the hand of the giver is always what? On top. So if you come to meet me now, and you see me as a MAGA, and you scam me, and I give you 1 million, then you go back home, and you celebrate that you have seen MAGA. Honestly, you're actually the real MAGA. Have you seen that with all the Yahoo that we have been doing, and we have been MAGAing the white are still richer? It's a principle. Come. The Bible says the hand of the giver is always what? Take this. See, anytime you want to take, your hand is down. Anytime you want to take something, your hand is down. The giver, the hand is up. That's why I really don't like to take. I like to give. Because I feel like you have come to do me evil when you give me. So if I collect from you, I must give it out immediately. So the people who give you, they can only give you temporary solution. They cannot give you a permanent solution. Glory to God. This may look like an analogy, but this is your Kairos moment. In the name of Jesus, I sponsor you in the spirit. You will rise. I speak to you in the name of the Lord. Come up. You are coming up. You are coming up. You are coming up. You are coming up. In this generation, you will be a sound. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. He asks for money. So there are people who give you temporary fixes. Listen to me. There are some of you, you don't need a temporary fix. People have been giving you temporary fix. You need something much more. Like, can you give me something better? Listen to me. When you spot those kind of people in your life, don't ask them for money. Ask them, what can you do? Go for values. Go for impartation. Go for impartation. So for example, when you see Pastor Orji, I mean, if you don't have and you just have to ask, no problem. But this man has more than money can give you. If he gives you, you have to come back and beg again. But there's something he can give you that will start generating all you would ever need. The mistake he made was that he asked for money. Verse 4. Then Peter looked straight at him. That's with annoyance. And the same person, John, then Peter said to him, look on us. Look on us. Can I pause a bit and speak about that? There are some of you in the nearest future, when they want to speak about prosperity and they say, what is prosperity? You say, look on us. Oh, some of you didn't get it. Your brain cannot pick it yet. Sometimes you want to explain something. You won't be able to explain it. You say, look at me. Look at us. Look on us. Look on us. They'll just say, excuse me, man. We want to ask you a question. You will sound like Brother Shaggy. Say, hit me. Hit me. Sir, what is prosperity? Prosperity. Prosperity. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. Peter said, look on us. And in verse 5, Peter said that he gave him attention and he was expecting to receive something from them. Then in verse 6, see what happened. He said, Peter said, silver and gold we do not have. Is that silver and gold we have none? So if it means that even when I read it, I felt bad for Peter. Because it looked like Peter was saying, man, I'm broke, man. All I have is the power of God. I'm broke. But all I have is the power of God. There are some of you here. When it comes to speaking in tongues, you are powerful. When it comes to worshiping, you are powerful. It's just that when you need to drop rubber, you can't pay for rent. You can't pay for hostel. You know, but you have spiritual power. But God is saying there's a generation that is rising. You would have silver. You would have gold. You have spiritual power. There are two kinds of Christians. Some we say we don't have, but we have the power of God. Some we say we have it and we have the power of God. You will ride the best cars, live in the best, you will still raise the dead. You don't get it. You don't get it. Silver we have, gold we have, power we have. One day, I trained under my pastor, Bishop Oyedepo. Listen to me. One day they brought a madman to him. And the man was biting himself. He was really fierce. And he said, "Sir, can you pray for him?" My pastor said, "I don't pray for this level." So put him inside my car. That year, I think it was 2011. So it was a Mercedes-Benz 2011. The model. When they brought the demon inside the car, at the driver's seat. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a kind of miracle that I've not seen too many times. You see, that demon slept. Even demon knows that when we see things, we know. Let me read the code of the can I beg for 5 more minutes? Thank you. I have to beg for it. Because my time is up. If he says no, I will drop the microphone. Mercy. But he's the one to show me that mercy. Listen to me. He slept. Have you noticed that many years ago, you used to have dreams. And they used to bring food for you. I used to eat inside dream. Did you notice? I'm a sucker, don't eat them now. When last did they bring food for you inside dream? Things are hard. Even witches, wizards, they to cook the thing. They not the transport fare to come and deliver in your house. They don't see that Bluetooth that they are using. That there's no power. There's no NEPA to even charge it. My God, me, you will bring fried rice, chicken. You now put dodo. Listen to me. You now want me to ignore that kind of value. That's value. Even God will be angry with me. That my son, this in tasty fried chicken is about 15,000 bucks for free. Say, bring it. I'm telling you, in the dream, I eat. When I wake up, I don't need to take breakfast. After 3 years, they just noticed that I was just eating and nothing was happening to me. They stopped bringing it. See, guys, I feel for them. Things are really hard. Things are hard. The people that want to do you, they are going through a lot. They're going through it, I'm telling you. Listen. Jokes apart. You know, for you to even fly in the air and deliver food, you must have energy. Many of them are now hitting poles on the road. They are falling down. Don't you wake up in the morning, see somebody dead on the road? They are just falling down. There's no energy. I feel for them. In case you are one of them and you came, you better give your life to Christ. No Jesus, no life. No Jesus, no life. Give me that again. No Jesus, no life. No Jesus.
Jesus, no life.
Amen. Don't let us go there. That demon slept. When he woke up, he was fine. They didn't say in the name of Jesus. They didn't say come out. The demon for the first time in his life saw a better life and said no. You know, because let me tell you, see, you think I'm joking. You see, when you are a demon, when you are a spirit, are you getting me? The best you can be is to be a spirit. You have to enter a human being to find expression. Are you with me? So all the life of the demon, he has to just cooperate with somebody. He has not had expression for himself. So for the first time, he enjoyed life. Said no. Goodbye, world. I'm going no longer with you. Goodbye, prayer. I'm staying no longer with you. I've made up my mind to go God's way for the rest of my life. Wait, you guys, you like groove. Ha! There are people who rose in this nation. They are poor, but they were powerful. But in our times, we will say silver we have, gold we have, power we have. Somebody say glory! He said, but what I have, I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Do you know what he did? Do you know what he did? He said, what I have, I give. How did he give him? Spiritual transfer. He just logged into the app of the spirit. He just saw leg restored. Just transferred it. Just hit his account. Leg restored. The moment he received the alert, the Bible said he began to walk. Next verse. Next verse. He took him by the right hand and helped him up, and instantly the man's feet and ankles became strong. Listen, this is crazy, and I'll tell you why. Go to verse 8. He became strong. Then he jumped to his feet. Hold on. Did you remember the Bible says that this guy has never walked in his life? Listen to me. Somebody who has never walked, if you're going to walk for the first time, how are you supposed to walk? Your leg cannot be strong. There's no how. For one month, you are still practicing. People will have to tell you that that's how to walk, because you never knew how to walk. So it means that after you have walked for a while, you now balance your walking. When you have balanced the walking, then you can now begin to jump. Are you with me? Then after you begin to jump, then you can now begin to what? Leap. Run, then leap. The Bible says that the moment Jesus did his transfer to this guy, give me the King James. He says he jumped, give me King James version, to his feet, and he was leaping. He didn't walk. He didn't practice walking. Don't worry, it's not bomb. He didn't practice walking. He didn't run. He didn't jump. The Bible says he began to leap, which means that he jumped protocols. At what age would they be teaching him how to walk? Do you know his age? Show my age, Mini. Somebody will now be telling you this, how to carry leg. God said, no. You've been through too much disgrace. You won't have to go through that. You won't even need to run. You will begin to leap. There are people under the sound of my voice. Your family has been through a process for a long time. And everybody has been crawling. No significant progress. You've been crawling and crawling and crawling and crawling. But God says, I should tell you, you will not just walk, you will not just jump, but you will begin to leap. Do you know what leaping is? What would take 10 years, God gives you in 2 days. And I will restore all that, the palm worms, the caterpillars, the butterflies, the canker worms. I will restore all that they have stolen from you. All the years that they have stolen, I will restore it. Have you ever heard in your life that butterflies are eating years? Is it not supposed to be leaves they eat? But it says, I will restore to you the years that butterflies ate. Some of you here, the only thing growing in your life is your age. Nothing is growing. Finance is zero. Career, GP, zero. Nothing is growing. Only age that is growing. In the name of the Lord, from today, I welcome you into a season of... going to 10. Then they are moving from 1, 2, 3. You are saying, God, why is my own like this? They are even moving. You are even going to minus 2. From 0, you entered minus 2. You now went to minus 6. And you are saying, God, is this how it's going to continue? And I'm serving you. But ladies and gentlemen, there's a God that I know, and I know him well. He doesn't need to go by linear progression. And doesn't need to go by the way man understands it. He may not do 1, 2, 3, 4, but he can move you from minus 4 to 10. So in the name of the Lord Jesus, everyone who came here who needs a restoration, I declare a new season of restoration has come in the name of Jesus. Your season of restoration has come in the name of Jesus. It will look like God bypassed people in your family, that he will come for you, and he will come for you. He will lift you out of that family, and he will give you unusual speech. I hear speed, 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 speed. Glory to God. Glory to God. All his life, this guy wanted to enter the temple, but they drop him at the gate. They are just saying that it's not your mates that enter temple. Your mates are at the gate. This is the best you can go. So chill here. But one day, when he got this miracle, the first place he went to, where they said I cannot enter, that's where I want to enter. Where the church PTCC cannot enter, that's where we are going. He went straight into that place. You know, one day in the U.S., I saw a shoe. I just passed by. I just saw the shoe from inside. The shoe was eyeing me. Then I was eyeing him back. But he was telling me to come. But I didn't listen. Because how can you tell me to come? See, without telling me, I know how much that shoe cost. You're not telling me to come. I said, I'm not coming. I went into my hotel room. Then the next morning, something just told me, enter the place now. Will they kill you? You're not in Nigeria now. You know, in the U.S., you can enter a store, wear their shirt, wear their tie, wear their tuxedo suit, take some selfie, like 10, pull it back. You don't know. They'll say, excuse me, sir, aren't you buying those things again? I said, I'm coming back. And it's not a lie. It's prophetic. I'm coming back. It can be 2 years. It can be 5 years. But I'm coming back. I'm coming back. And I entered the place. When I looked at the shoe, I saw the amount. I looked at the shoe I was wearing. It was even costlier than what I was afraid of. And I'm saying, God, is this how we go less in life? There are places they said you will never enter. They always drop you at the gate. You won't go there. It's not your mate that enter that level. It's not your mate that can do masters abroad. No, it's not your mate that can have a good job. And people like you can have jobs of 40,000 a month, 80,000 a month. It's not your mate that can have the good jobs. You know, one day I sent a particular job application to somebody, and it was from McKinsey and Company. And McKinsey and Company is going to pay $1.2 million to start. The girl said, sir, forward it to so-so and so. It's not for people like us. What you roll like me? Then jokingly, like play. I said, daughter, you go do it. She just did. She didn't expect them to call her. It's not people like her that they are looking for. Ladies and gentlemen, they called her. When they called her, she said, I have heard that their interview does not work well. She said, let me just go. She attended first stage. She attended second stage, attended third stage. After the third stage, she met with the partners and she got a letter from McKinsey and Company. You are now a staff. I'm not sure she's fine till date.
Because she never believed it. The Bible says in the book of Habakkuk that I will walk a walk in your life. That even if you were told, you will not believe it. That's the kind of testimony that I'm trusting God. Do you understand it? That if they told you, you will say, Na lie. Not my father, not my mother, not my sister, not my house, not my family. God says, I will walk a walk in your life. If I told you, you won't believe it. PTC say, get ready for more. Testimonies that are coming out of this house will be strange. Testimonies coming out of your life will be changed. People will not be able to believe the next level of your life. They will look at where you are coming from. Look at where God took you. They will say, no. How? He entered into the temple. He began to walk, leap, and he was praising God. Verse 9. I must drop the mic now. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. And verse 10, see what some, they said, and they knew that it was he that sat. They knew. But they did nothing for him. But they knew. He's the one that sat at the beautiful gate. They were now filled with wonder. They were now amazed at what has happened to him. See, just watch out. After these 21 days, the people who could help you, they didn't help you. They carried their help away. But very soon, they will be amazed. You see, when I got on forms, my parents didn't know. It was one of the witches that wanted to kill me that went to help me inform them. Do you understand? They now become publicity director, marketing managers. They don't even know that that's what they are doing. They don't know. There are some of them that started paying their children's school fees. Just to show them that God does not pay evil for evil. They were amazed. After these 21 days, even a blind man will know something has changed in your life. A blind man, I cannot see. Verse 11. And as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, all the people ran together, you know, unto PTCC. And they were great. Now they now wanted to belong. They were now coming near the guy. They never went near the guy. You know, the guy, his case was ugly. And it was at the beautiful gate. What a paradox. His life was ugly, but it was at the beautiful gate. Now, where the thing done there? They are now saying that we always knew that you will make it. I have always known that you are different. But they never had your good at heart. But I want to pass an instruction on how to deal with those kind of people. Go to verse 12. They were greatly wondering. So they were trying to put the guy into their club and say, no, you are now with us. Then when Peter saw it, he answered the people and he said, go to verse 11. Go back to verse 11. As the lame man which was healed helped Peter, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's Greatly One. This is where I'm going to. So when they were trying to hold him to their club, if you read 12 to 14, when Peter was done by his speech, the Bible says the man, this lame man, followed Peter. He did not follow those men that are saying, welcome to the club. As God begins to lift you, remember that it is from this house that he lifted you. That you will not become so proud that because you are great, you will say, I'm not in their level again. Whose level? Do you know where you are coming from? Do you know prayers that went to the ground for you? Don't ever forget that God uses a voice to sponsor you. Because you can easily be carried away with success. I've seen a little in my life. And I've not even started yet. I'm still scratching it. It takes a lot to remember the people who helped you, the people who raised you, the pastor that kept praying for you. I was asking Pastor, why these 21 days of glory with guests when we still have a lot to do here? He just wanted to bless you. He just wanted to bless you. That let me bring graces from and all the people coming after me, they are men of multiple graces. Multiple graces. When they come, tell them I said so. Tell Pastor Gideon I said so. Tell Pastor Daniel I said so. Multiple graces. It takes a lot of sacrifice. He went with Peter and said, no, if you were not there for me when I needed you, I will go with the people that stood for me, prayed for me, people who helped me through life when I went through my season. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. If you are here tonight and you have not given your life to Jesus, you're missing. You're missing a lot. No Jesus, no life. No, Jesus, no. Can you come quickly? Let me pray for you. Don't sit down. Please stand. Stand up for them, please. They are worth standing. If you want to give your life to Christ, or you gave it to him and you borrowed it back to quickly do some wrongs, and you now want to give it back to him, can you run outside now? Let me pray with you in the next 2 minutes. Glory to God. You want to give your life to Jesus, or you want to rededicate your life? Can you keep coming? Can you keep everybody clap for them? Clap. Can you celebrate them? Celebrate them. Heaven is rejoicing. Heaven is rejoicing. Heaven is rejoicing. Oh, come on, PTCC. Come on, clap, clap, clap. And rejoice before the Lord. We are still waiting for you from the overflow everywhere you are. Come. Come, 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 come. Keep coming, keep coming, keep coming, keep coming. Keep coming, keep coming. Pack your bags. Pack everything you came with. The Lord that turned my life around. The God that brought me from the backside of the blessing. The one who raised me when I had no meaning. The one who helped me when I had no one. Is calling you. The bride says come. The spirit says come. The bride says come. The spirit says come. If you are coming, keep coming, keep coming. Run down, run down, run down. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. If you are joining them, some of you, as I was speaking, you know my story resonated with you, but you are not on course with Jesus. Don't do guy. This decision is what will change your life. My friends that were doing guy, they are still doing guy. They are selling clothes now. You know, Duelegba. I called one day in Yaba. I said, AGK. He said, I'm not AGK. I said, I know you now. He said, I'm not AGK. Leave me, Oga. By the time I went forward, he now ran back when his friends could not see him. Say, I'm sorry. You know why? He was ashamed. Those were the guys that were selling together in 1998. They are still selling. No Jesus, no life. No Jesus, no life. So if you're joining them, come now. I want to pray with you. God wants me to lay hands on you tonight. No Jesus, no life. The moment I start praying, don't join these people. The moment I start praying, don't join them. The moment I start praying, you will not join them. Glory to God. So I count 10. 1, 2, 3, 4. You better run. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9.1, 9.2, 0.3, 0.4, 0.5. 6, 7, 8, 9.9. 10. I rejoice with you guys. Today is the beginning of the best days of your life. Every time you look through life and you're saying, God, you are far, just remember there was one man that God raised from the dunghill, and God changed his life. And this thing starts with accepting eternal life. So close your eyes and repeat after me. Say, Lord Jesus, thank you. Say it boldly. Say, Lord Jesus, thank you for mercy. even now, I come before you. I denounce the devil and my sinful ways. Today, I receive an impartation and the gift. Everybody say it with them. And the gift of eternal life. From today, I live the God kind of life. From today, I receive the gift of righteousness and abundance of grace. Therefore, I will arise, I will shine, and I will make you proud. In Jesus' name. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, upon every one of us, them I pray tonight, your grace that brought them out, let that grace preserve them. Put them on their throne. Let none of them be missing, even on that day. In the name of Jesus, I especially pray that you will turn their lives around. Make these ones intelligentsias in this generation. Let their lives never remain the same. As I lay my hands upon them in the name of Jesus. 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 Devil, get your hands off them. These ones are branded for Christ. Take your hands off them. Take your hands off their lives. They are branded for Christ. They will serve Jesus. They will serve Jesus. They will serve Jesus. They will serve Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. No going back. In the name of Jesus, they have eternal life. They have the gift of grace. They have the gift of righteousness. They have eternal life. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. So shall it be. In the name of Jesus. Father, we give you glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Can we celebrate this great host tonight? Can you follow this gentleman outside? Just follow him. He's going to take your details and pray with you. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Everybody lift up your right hands to heaven as we go. Father, you said that you would duplicate mantles. Many things you have done in my life, in the life of their pastor. Lord, I pray for an impartation of a greater dimension upon them. Everybody under the sound of my voice, you will not be small. I don't know why you're not saying amen. For the Lord says, I will multiply them, they will not be few. I will increase them, they will not be small. In this house, it is our year of what? Supernatural increase. And what? My God. They will not be small. You see, this prayer I'm praying, in the next 5-10 years, you will remember it. You will not be small. Have you read the book of Chronicles before? When they will say, and this person begatted and begatted and begatted. Those boring places. As if they are just multiplying machine. They're not doing it. They're begatted and begatted. And King James makes it worse. But when they got to a place, a guy called Jabez. They did not say, and Jabez begatted. They just stopped the begatting. And they now began to write about Jabez. They could not gloss over him. They said, this destiny is too big for us to gloss over. Every man, woman, boy, daughter, every under the sound of my voice, you will not be small. For I see a vision, and I see men with horns upon them. And I asked the Lord, what does it mean? He said, these are horns that will not make them to rise. He said, and behold, I saw the Lord release carpenters from heaven to disarm the horns so that the head of man shall be lifted. Today I come as a carpenter in the spirit. Let your head be lifted. Let your head be lifted. Let your head be lifted. Where your father could not get you, where nobody in your lineage could dream of, in the name of the Lord, let your head be lifted. In Ezekiel Ezekiel 19 and verse 8 to 9. He says that as far as their voices are not heard on the top of the mountain. As far as their voices are not heard on the top of the mountain. The devil does not mind if your voice is heard in low places, in middle places. But his own is that he doesn't want it to be heard at the top. I pray for everybody under the sound of my voice. Your voice shall be heard on the top of the mountain. There are some of you, God is leading you into tech, leading you into media, leading you into entertainment, leading you into economy, government, politics. Your voice shall be heard. In the name of Jesus. Father, we give you glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Have you been blessed tonight? I want to thank Pastor Oji and the First Lady for the privilege to make our path to cross. I love this house and I love you guys sincerely. If you can get some of the materials that I came with. It will bless you. I guarantee you. You see that story I shared with you? It's in a book called Stay in Your Process. Some of you had it the last time I came, right? Stay in Your Process. It's a book that when you read, you will literally cry. You will see yourself inside and say, no, I can rise. This book was forwarded by Brian Tracy. It will bless you. I don't sell books to eat. I am blessed. I can tell you that. I am blessed. I have another one called Dominion, the Technology of the Spirit, how to get the wealth of this world, and how I said a few things about it. My friend Apostle Joshua Selman read it before it came out. He said, Pastor Aki, wow. He said, thank you. If it blessed Apostle Selman, it may bless you small, I think. I'm a researcher and I'm a postdoctoral student. I play big in educational sector. I've trained close to 11,000 teachers. That's a small number. I head the think tank of education for Lagos State. I did a book called The 7-Star Teacher. If you are in education, or you're a pastor, you're a teacher, or what have you, or you are dealing with people, it will bless you. This was forwarded by John Maxwell, Dr. Andrew Nevin, PwC, the U.S., the Commissioner for Education, the Governor, Dr. Cosmas Maduka, and a few other people. It will bless you. And you may get some CDs to play on your systems. I have CDs I've done with people like T.Y. Bello, Lisa Pavlakos in Australia, Chude Jidonwo, Joshua, Peter Rufai, Yomi Adedeji, Fedi Ademife, Aki Ademosu. I mean, these are guys who have done real well in organizations. So, and there's one you will find, Greater Light. Myself, Pastor Boju, Nathaniel Bashe, Moses Bliss, and Daniel Olawande. There's another one here I did with Alibaba, Rufai Hosseini, Sound Sultan of Blessed Memory, Simeon Ononobi, Waje, my sister Waje, Fela Durotoye, Fela Bankole Moda, the SSA to the president. A lot of them, it will bless you. Glory be to God. Have you been blessed tonight? With a great applause to the Lord, can we celebrate Pastor Oji tonight? Celebrate the ministry of Pastor Aki Akimelu. Powerful. Powerful. Glory be to God. Have you been blessed tonight?